Now, you always went to the Baptist church, mm-hmm. and your husband,
mm-hmm.
too.
He was Baptist, too. Mm-hmm. Of course, we grew up in a Baptist uh-huh. church, and uh-huh. our families were Baptist, you know, and everything.
There at Mulberry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Lord, we used to have some good times, though, going to them churches in the summertime, you know, under a big arbor, you know, like in the woods somewhere.
Yeah. I bet you did.
Oh, we did. Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah. That's great. If you were baking something and to keep the pan from sticking, you'd have to...
grease it with grease and then sprinkle a little... flour in the bottom
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. And then if the grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
I washed it off.
Uh-huh. But if you were talking about what was wrong with your hands, you'd say, boy, my hands are...
Oh, well, we had hand lotion and stuff uh-huh. to put on, mm-hmm. you know.
But if you were to, you know, be putting that grease in the pan, you know, and then you...
Yeah, put them in a spoon or something. We didn't put them.
Oh, you didn't ever get your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did get like grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were. You'd say, well, my hands are really
sticky.
Uh-huh, or something. Or would you ever say greasy?
Yeah, sometimes.
You'd say it, my hands are
greasy
or sticky
or something.
Well, what about lamps? What did they
use? Oh, we had cool our lamps,
oh,
you know.
Did? Yeah.
Oh, the girls used to get so mad when they had to wash the lamp chimneys, you know. They'd have to wash four or five.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a very good job, was it?
They'd say, now, this morning, your morning to wash them.
Oh, they did. You'd have to kind of fight about that, wouldn't you? You didn't want to do that.
Oh, they never did fuss about having to do anything, no. They always enjoyed doing it, right?
Yeah. Well, now, if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you'd have to...
oil it with some kind of oil.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a lamp that was made with just like a rag and a bottle and...
No, we never did have to use one like that.
Oh, you never did have to ever...
No.
Mm-hmm. But your lamps would have the chimneys and
yes.
things on them. Now...
We called them the lamp globe.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You'd call those the lamp globe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk about a toothpaste. We say nowadays, of course, then you didn't even have toothpaste.
We didn't have toothpaste. We'd use soda.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaner. And I went to the chimney and got soot and cleaned my teeth. Cleaned my teeth with soot off the chimney in the fireplace.
Of course, nowadays you just go in and say toothpaste comes
in a tube.
Yeah. Not like it, though.
I believe that's the reason so many people have so much trouble with their teeth nowadays. I believe it's using that old toothpaste.
It could be. Because
our teeth, we never did complain about the toothache and this and that.
And of course, now my cousin who lives here is a dentist. That lives here in Fort Smith. His name's Dr. Jennings, and he's telling me today about all the different troubles
I knew it. I've got grandchildren down there that was growed up right in my yard that has got false teeth, and they're just 20 years old, and 23 and 4 year old, and it's all got false teeth now.
What kinds of boats did they have around here when you were
boat?
Boats, uh-huh. What kind of boats would they have?
Boat,
uh-huh.
Oh, they generally had homemade boats.
Oh, they did, uh-huh.
They'd make them, you know, out of planks and then.